The less time you give yourself to think before you act, that's where the real progression resides.
Got gains.
Idea to implementation starts in one thing and one thing only. How much of a time gap is there from thinking about said action to implementing? I saw a video on social media talking about the idea and bringing that idea to realization. And the speed at which you operate is everything. Whether you want to realize that, understand it or not, it's a determining factor between seeing any sort of success from seeing jack, from seeing squat, nothing. These podcasts are on my to-do list. It's not a negotiable thing. It needs to get done, whether I want to or not, whether I'm in the mood to do it or not. It's a form of long piece content, a form of longer term of content, which builds trust, which builds, you know, some sort of value on an intrinsic or deeper level. And gives you, the reader or you listening in, things you need to better your life in the fitness and the health perspective. It needs to get done. I think, not even think, I'm very confident that there are things, a multitude, a myriad of things in life that are simply non-negotiable. You just can't negotiate with it, because you negotiate with those things that aren't supposed to be negotiated on or communicated on. You're going to push things, your goals, further back than when they should be realized, than when they should have or could have been accomplished. But you thought, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll just put my goals out till next week. I don't have what I need to start today. So I'll just start whenever I feel like it. You know, that kind of thinking is very dangerous. Very dangerous way to operate and live your life. I look into my life in a lens of, okay, there are certain things that need to get done. And me choosing to put these things off, okay, well, that means I'm choosing to put my goals off at a later date. I could have accomplished my goals X months, X years, or at this point in time, but because I chose to, you know, push my goals back because, you know, things weren't convenient, I didn't feel like it. That was the reason why. We're only human. I get that response all the time. Things just come up. You know, I'm only human. I make mistakes. You know, at a point, accountability needs to be a important perspective, important point in your judgment and how you operate. Stay accountable, stay the course. And if you can do that on a repetitive basis, you can't possibly fail. The beauty is in the progress. That's where the struggle lives on. And if you can be able to put yourself out there continuously, fail and get back up on your feet and just keep moving, keep pushing, you'll reach the goal. It's impossible not to. There are too many things in this life that act as a form of hindrance, distraction, that will stop you from your goals, that will stop you from realizing anything you would amount to in your life. And you have to be able to rise up, stand true to your word, stand true to your obligations, and keep going one day at a time. That's it. It really is understanding the importance of that and how you are currently living your life. Idea to implementation, it's how much time can you give yourself to simply act, move? You got to lose weight. What do you need to do? What is it that you are putting off that needs to be focused more on in your life? What are the opportunities? What things could come as a result of you simply not delegating things that shouldn't be delegated? You can't live off of your excuses forever. You can't think to yourself, well, I'm 20 pounds overweight, it's fine. You know, there is nothing appropriate about being 20 pounds overweight. If you think that's okay, I really question your morality and sense of reasoning. People put off their health until it gets to the point of no return. Your health should be a priority, because the moment you realize you have no health, you have nothing else to live for in your life. And that's an absolute fact. If you have no health, how else are you going to live your life to accomplish what needs to be accomplished? You can't even go out to work. You can't even go out to fend for yourself. You can't even operate in a light, in the perspective of you being able to make the most of every opportunity that would go your way. But because you chose to put off your health until the last minute, you know, things become very inconvenient. You can't really function and live your life in the best way that you could. Idea to implementation is all about you, the individual. Learning how can you operate and live your life, not off on excuses or short-term emotions. It's all about raw, uncut action and driven behavior that will push you to your goal. Your goal matters as incredibly much as you will say it does. You will do everything in your power to put idea to implementation in your own life, in every facet of your life, and live that way objectively towards your goal.
Thank you for listening in. If you got any insights, takeaways, or if you are looking to start your transformation today, go and DM me transform on Instagram at Gabriel Grows. Follow and subscribe to this show if you have not already. And as always, stay tuned.